All right, everybody. Welcome back to episode 69 of Still and Matt.
Special guest host, Maddie Forbes.
Yeah, Adam is a pussy on my return. Dino the champ is back, 11-4. You know, he told me to set the table, so I thought I'd open up with a little monologue.
He did. What were his exact words? Why didn't you write the rundown?
That was his exact words. Yeah. You bum. So, and then he just cowardly just didn't show up.
Didn't show up because we were 10 minutes late.
Legitimately no-showed. And only Magic was 10 minutes late. Me and Maddie were here at 8:30 on the dot.
Does Naz not want this anymore?
I'm setting the table.
Sorry. Okay. We're just setting the background scene.
Do we fire Naz?
Let's fire Naz.
Should we fire Naz?
All right.
Guest host, I'm sorry.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Stealing Naz, the only podcast where setting the table feels more like cleaning up after a bad dinner party hosted by Adam himself. Speaking of Adam, how do you even set a table with those T-Rex arms, buddy? You might have the biggest head on this podcast, literally and figuratively, but somehow none of it's filled with sports knowledge. Oh. Pritchard, an all-star in the same sentence? That's like calling a microwave a Michelin star chef. Now let's get to a reality
check. Get him on done.
Juan Soto, a Red Sox or a Yankee dream on. He's signing with the Mets because they're actually serious about winning. Meanwhile, Adam, you're out here still thinking the Sox have a plan beyond signing the backup catcher and calling it a day. Bruins fans, save me some time. Your team's a dumpster fire. Goalie debates don't matter when the whole franchise folds like Adam trying to do a push-up. College football? It's Texas's world and you're living in it. So the Longhorns are about to win a national title, so hook 'em. Sorry, Adam. Your expert football takes couldn't predict a rain in a thunderstorm. And speaking of great predictions, how about this one? Alex Cross on Amazon? Absolute perfection. Tight script, killer performances, unlike Adam's miserable fantasy lineup or Sox offseason predictions. This year, it's Steel's year. Buckle up because Adam is about to take the usual L's while I carry this podcast like I've been doing since day one. Let's get into it.
Wow.
Let's go!
I'm fired up after that.
Jacked
I'm
up.
All
Jacked
in up. On ChatGPT.
Table set.
Yeah. What AI wrote that?
It's AI, like AI.
It's my brain.
AI can do this podcast. AI can do this podcast. There's no doubt in my mind.
Mm-hmm. What an intro.
We should just have it write all of our responses. We should just do this.
Should we just
podcast should be strictly done on ChatGPT.
Should we just put all our picks out off ChatGPT right now?
Is a ChatGPT episode. It has to be. Never been done before.
No, by us. No. Maybe. Should we?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, we should. So
the AI is smarter than us. It like is a fact. We all know you're gonna say the Bruins are still doing good. No offense. I don't know if they are.
Let's ask ChatGPT.
I promise you this, ChatGPT knows way better than I do about any of these topics.
Well, that's why I wanted to start with your New England Patriots recap of last week's game.
I caught the very end of it. I saw we lost by one.
Yeah.
Typical.
All right.
Typical.
I
was with Anton watching it, and I was excited when they lost, and he was like, it's because of Naz, right? And I was like, damn right.
Well, why don't we just start with the locks of the week? I got Magic's right here.
Bucks?
Magic Mike's NFL 14, week 14 lock of the week. Oh, that's easy. The man's probably riding the Kansas City Chiefs over the Buffalo Bills. I don't even think they play each other this week.
Come on. Clean that. Are they?
I don't know. It's classic Magic Mike move. Pick the flashiest team and call it a lock. That's
I picked the Bucks.
Hey, he's been riding the Bucks, who are not the flashiest team.
How are they looking?
Good.
I think they're just okay.
Okay, they're 6-6. That's literally good. That's C. That's good.
I'll take that.
Did you get mad if you got a C in school? I didn't.
No. Okay. Should we just look actually at the rundown? I did look at it because I was obviously
go off on the Patriots. I just gave my take. I was just very happy that Naz had to watch them lose in a brutal way. I'm rooting for losses.
Coach it. What? These are the dumbest fucking questions ever. Like coaching change in Foxborough? No. Like they're not. They just fired the greatest coach of all time, and You're going to look that dumb in player mayo? You know what? That's enough. I don't know.
The one thing that was crazy is like the Pats actually should have won that game. Like not just being like a Patriots like homer. The Colts suck. Mm. Like they actually like should have won.
The Patriots
they like could, straight up outplayed
they,
them.
Well, they could be a 500 losing? Team. Because we suck.
Because they're losers. Like okay. They suck. Like they had more yards. They just had a better like all around game. Like
who the Colts did or the Pats?
No, the Pats did. The Colts had 253 total yards. The Pats had 422. Like they almost fucking doubled them.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it happens. Tough, you know. Tough loss, fumble.
The defense looks terrible.
Interception.
What
didn't
was,
lose a fumble.
What did they fuck up? Are they did. There was a tight end, I think, for the Colts on the final drive or second to last drive. They called it a catch, but it wasn't a catch, and they didn't review it. There was about 4 minutes, probably the second last drive, and then they went down. But I don't know. Gerard Mayo sucks. Yeah, he does. But they're not going to change it. It's a stupid question to ask by Adam.
A mid-season firing does seem a little aggressive.
And like the next guy that comes in, like we're still going to suck.
Yeah.
You can't just do
it. Yeah, it's just a bad team.
But just a bad question.
I do greatly respect the Colts coach, though, going for two in the win.
Yeah.
I love that move. Not enough. Like.
Oh, yeah.
It happens like once a year, but love that move.
Couldn't agree more on that.
It did work for them, which sucked. So. Fucking bastards.
Why don't we just go with Adams, I guess.
Anthony Richardson stinks.
I don't even know what to call this, but snack wraps back at McDonald's, in or out?
They are coming back next year.
They it's are?
True. Next year.
2025. It's like a month.
Okay.
It's
not okay.
That, it's not that bad. True. It's not that far.
I think the McRib's already back. But,
it is.
So what? Why are we skipping over? Adam, you're better than this.
Yeah, well, the McRib, like, be a civilized human being and don't eat a McRib.
No, but.
Have some spine.
I mean.
Have some character.
Have you had one? Has anyone had a McRib?
Yeah, way back.
Yeah?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Any good?
No.
No, yeah, it's vile and disgusting, I'm sure. No, I have not had one. No, I will not eat one.
Will you eat a snack wrap, though?
Yeah, of course. Snack wraps are fire.
So we're in on snack wraps being back.
We're definitely in on
great question, Adam.
McDonald's kind of has a weak menu, I've noticed. Sandwiches are subpar.
They've gotten rid of like the dollar menu, haven't they?
Yeah, I literally was right, so on the ride here. Got McDonald's. I just got a plain McDouble. It was $3.50.
That's robbery.
What has the world come to?
I was just like,
it's supposed to be like $1.14.
If that. Well, yeah, I guess.
How's a homeless guy eating that?
I know, it's already
crushed. That's a month's worth.
Yeah, was it good at least?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's a McDouble.
Yeah. Wash it down with some Tito's.
How do you know what I'm drinking?
Who knows?
The Stanley doesn't. Is it a Stanley you got there?
No. Hydro Peak.
Hydro Peak. That's a nice tall bottle. I think fits at least a liter, I'd say.
All right, so Patriots still suck. They blew it. Tough pick. Defense looked okay. Picked Anthony Richardson off twice. Not sold on him.
They let up 25 points to him as well. I just don't. They're just not a good. They're not actually. They're not a good coach football team. They're not a good football team. Belichick. That was all over 98.5 this week. Just saying he felt sorry for them. It's like you gave us Mac Jones for 3 years. Like, you should feel sorry for the fans. Like that you're doing the crafts.
Belichick feels sorry for us.
Not for the fans, for the team.
Yeah, it was tough. Jonathan Taylor tore us apart as
well. He's good.
But he is good. But I don't know.
Yeah. We're going to need
definitely
a lot of
not
cuts.
The worst game. Definitely better than we looked against the Dolphins for sure.
All right. What's the locks of the week, boys?
Locks of the week.
It's Kirk Cousins' revenge game. That's easy. Vikings -5.5 against the Falcons.
What time is it at?
I think it's a home game. 1 o'clock game.
1 o'clock?
I think so.
Kirk will be on fire then.
Yeah. It's not a prime time.
Although Kirk has been like historically awful.
It kind of gives merit to the Achilles injury because Rodgers is fucking blown as well. So, you know, Kirk's kind of, he's been terrible as of late, but, you know, revenge games are revenge games. Yeah, it's 1 o'clock. The Falcons stink. I guess they've been better, but, you know, what I've learned with, you know, being the Thursday night champion, you know, just. As 11-4, Adams 4-11. You know, it's just just about being smarter than Vegas, you know?
You have been on fire.
He has been on fire. It's like, soft.
There's no doubt about it.
I mean, it's funny. I could lose the rest of my games and Adam still won't have a better record.
Did you go 3-3 on Thanksgiving?
No, 2-1.
Solid.
Did you go 2-1? No. Adam went 1-1.
I think I only won.
Yeah, I think
one.
I went 1-2.
I faded Adam's picks.
Just completely?
No, I didn't do it on purpose. I mean, I think I put
good,
mine in.
It's been a good method.
I'm not even doing it on purpose.
It feels like you are, though, sometimes.
No.
Well,
but
sometimes,
then he's right.
Sometimes
like,
when they pick, the picks are made, you're like, I have to pick the opposite.
It's because it's clear as day that people lose money
but
betting.
True.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's not Adam. It's just that
the consensus.
You guys represent the average schmuck.
That's fair.
Damn.
I can't
stop. I got the Bucks over the Raiders.
Shocker.
My lock of the week.
Take that, chat.
That's actually a good one.
Yeah,
I think.
Not bad.
I mean,
not
the
bad,
Raiders
not
are
bad.
2-10. I don't know what the line is there, but should it matter?
I'm going dogs on the West Coast. Seahawks over the Cardinals. 7 straight wins for the Seahawks over the Cardinals. Let's make it 8.
Yeah, I mean,
it was 6. Make it 7. Sorry. Sorry.
Thank you for That's clarifying.
Right. Yes. Need to clarify.
For the three listeners.
Need those. I think they look good. Both teams a little shaky, but I think NFC West is always a close call anyway. All those teams are gritty, fighting each other.
How many games are left in the we got like
we
six
are on week
left?
14.
Week 14.
So we have 3 left.
Yeah? What?
We have like four weeks left,
yeah,
maybe.
Four. Okay. Like 4 not including next week.
What's this the Pats week. Record? Have they got 3 wins yet?
We have
3-10, exactly.
3-10. I hope they lose out.
Thanks for doing your research before coming on the pod.
That's just how I do it.
Why don't we just switch it up? What's the best rice and rack you've seen on a movie lately?
Rice and rack?
Best set of tits.
What did you say, though? What,
yeah,
was,
what,
it,
did you
what
say?
Was the actual question?
No, yeah, no, just run through that. What did you just say?
I don't know exactly what the words were.
Best recent rack. That is a good question. Give me a minute on that.
I haven't seen.
You know, the chick on Shrinking, not a movie, but the chick Gabby, the black chick on Shrinking. Decent set there.
But that's the best you're going with? Have you
that's
not been
just
watching
what I've been much? Watching recently.
I'm trying to think of things.
I'm watching Surviving Barstool right now. Megan making money. Decent.
Yeah.
Rhea. I mean, sorry, Marty.
Why are you sorry? She stole.
Sorry, Handsome Hank, I should be saying.
Yeah.
Sorry. Don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Even fucking Kelly Keegs is making me like
no,
her.
No.
She's making me like her. She's she was likable in the first 2 episodes.
I'll go this far. Kelly Keegs, OnlyFans nudes. Give it a Google.
Oh, they're out there?
Yeah. And Megan making money. That's all I'm going to say about that. Pull them up if you want.
I'm doing it right now. I love a nice set of like C-list celebrity tits. Who's the one I recently saw? Fuck.
Oh, but honest best set of tits is the girl, the Walking Bets girl. Like, I mean, I'm not as in love with them, her as everybody, but when those vids come in, I'll miss a good amount of them, but I did click on one this week, and I was like, oh, this is a good show. I'm here for
that's
like,
all
I get it.
That's
like,
all
didn't listen to a word she said, but they were bouncing nice, and I get it. I just get it.
I was ahead of the bounce game. I was like,
he's been in the group chat, him and another guy in the group chat are just going off about this girl, but... I've kind of tuned her out, but this week I was like, I'm going to click it. And clicked I was like, you. I get it now. I
went home
it.
Happy. It was all
I
good.
I went home happy. Any nice tits you've seen in the movie recently? Anyone in anything in Gladiator? Let's just go right into Gladiator.
Yeah, Gladiator was, I thought it was sick.
Let's transition it. Yeah.
Cinema. Yeah.
Better,
very good.
Lived up to the hype of a sequel or better than the first?
No.
Okay.
No. It does not touch Gladiator 1.
But action
like wise? Gladiator. No, action scenes were great.
Okay.
Denzel. Kills it on stage.
I thought you were going to... I didn't think you were going to say that the way you hesitated.
I was a little worried. No. He absolutely crushes it. He's probably the best
in the movie.
Yeah.
That's big. That's my guy.
No, great picture.
But I think he was in the Diddy shit.
I don't care. But Denzel is probably the one guy who I would be like, don't care.
Yeah, who's all right? Then
he's my.
This is a great topic. One person you give a hall pass for the Diddy thing.
Denzel.
And, like, I'm trying to like plot my head, but like it might come down to Denzel. Like,
it's not. You know who's a real?
Leo, but like I could totally see Leo being in there.
Yeah.
Like I just know I would crumple. Like if J Lo walked up to me and you know, like, and I know she's an evil person, or it seems so.
Chicks can be included too.
Yeah, obviously, if they're at the fucking Diddy party.
True.
I mean,
I'm still picking Denzel. His role in Training Day, like, he could do anything.
Alonzo Harris, he can do anything.
I view him as that person, so I just think he's a piece of shit in general.
He has been that person, like, just like...
He is that guy.
And then as he aged, like, he became American Gangster, and like, it all came together, like, perfectly.
What other movies is he in?
He's in a shit ton.
I'm trying to...
Man on Fire?
Man on Fire, yep. John Q.
John Q is one of his best. I love that movie. Makes me cry every time.
I just feel like there's one I have up there with Training Day.
He's so good. You can't even fucking remember.
No, I know all those movies, but I thought there was like one where I was like, that's almost as good as him.
Wasn't he the pilot that did a bunch of
blow? He's great in Flight. Yeah, no. Training Day is his best.
Is he in Pelham 1-2-3?
Maybe.
I think that's Samuel L.
Ah, oh, fuck. That's racist. No, that's not Samuel.
Is it not?
No. Oh, 1-2-3. Give me what's the plot on that movie? I can't remember.
Let's get ChatGPT.
ChatGPT the plot.
We could do a full movie episode, fellas. I mean,
ChatGPT, what is the plot of Pelham 1-2-3?
No, it's Denzel taking Pelham 1-2-3. What am I thinking of?
What the fuck is that movie about?
Based on the 1973 novel by Morton Friedgood, revolves around a hijacking of a New York City subway train by a group of armed men who demand a ransom in exchange for hostages on board. The story has been adapted, most notably in 1974 and 2009. So there's two of them. It's two different versions.
I don't even know if I've... Have you seen this?
Yeah. Because Does it end up in New Hampshire by Pelham? Is that where they stopped them?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I'll be honest. I'm trying to watch this like tonight.
2009 remake directed by Tony Scott. It stars Denzel Washington and Walter Garber in a New York City subway dispatcher and John Travolta as Ryder, the criminal mastermind. In this version, Ryder and his men hijack the train, demand $10 million within an hour.
Don't give us the full plot here, no.
It's spoiler-free, dude.
As Garber negotiates with Ryder, tensions escalate. The psychological battle becomes a focus of the film. Unlike the original, this version dives deeper into Garber's personal struggles, adding layers to his character. The action heightens when Tony Scott's signature style, including fast-paced...
You're going too far. I was already sold. Now I'm getting unsold. I was getting bored by that. You got me with the grip. You said they're hijacking a plane, $10 million. Denzel, like, say... that's all I... You just got to say Denzel.
You're going to answer the robot. You're getting the robot.
That's fair.
Yeah, hey.
That's fair.
Yeah. Robot answers.
Let's do college football next. We'll get to the Bruins later. College football.
Celtics next?
No, like it's mid-season.
College football is probably
the first thing we should talk about.
I have two Celtics takes, and I'll give Steele two Celtics takes. They're a completely different team with Porzingis on the court. It's so cool to watch. I've never seen anything like it. Drew Holiday is actually lesser. I can't believe how far he's fallen off. But also, my main point is. He's hurt, I think. I don't know. Something's going on with him. But the stupid play-in thing, the in-season tournament, is the dumbest thing. They had the Magic had to lose by 37 points for them to make it to the second round. And at one point in the game, the Magic were down 37 points. How does that not make everything seem so fucking scripted? I know they covered in the Celtics.
Why do they have to lose by that amount?
Why is that a thing?
Point differential.
It's so... But how is that... How?
The Magic are a good team. The Cup is fucking... Why does every team have to just make like the shittiest, ugliest court in the history of the fucking sport?
Well, Boise State did it first, so I don't know.
Eastern Washington, they have a red field.
Yeah, they do.
Their football is very intense. It looks crazy. But on... Yeah, they definitely look a lot better with KP out there. When I was watching the game last night, it like went to commercial. That was flipping between them and the Bruins, and I was watching the Bruins for a while. And when I turned back on, it was going to commercial break, and it didn't show the score. And it was Cornette, and he did a putback, and then he was doing the like feed me thing like this, and I was like, oh my god, we must be up 90. we were up like 20 at that point, but I was like, Jesus Christ.
Luke, when Cornette's saying things are going good.
Yeah, I was such like, oh my god.
That's why I mean we can blow right past that.
And it was the Pistons, like, yuck. Get the Pistons out of my face.
Good for the C's on the road for two repeat.
Yeah, it looks good. Got to stay healthy. Say less.
College football or you want Bruins?
College football is fine. College football is about to be a fucking disgrace.
Let's go deep in this. Yeah, so your team didn't make it. I actually kept up with some college football, so I can speak on this one.
They are currently the first team out by a Bama team they should hop over.
Does that mean there's a possibility they get put back in?
Possibly unlikely, extremely unlikely.
How could that even happen?
Just like the committee, because a lot of all of the teams that are in it are playing another game. Gotcha. Whether it be their champions or something. So if
some of those teams lost in their championship, things could change?
Shit can shuffle around. We'll see what happens. Oh. It's very unlikely because, like, again, they're up against fucking Bama, who's just going to be picked. Like, I can't even, like, hope for that. Like, I haven't done a breakdown of exactly what I need, but I need a few teams to fucking lose here.
Did you guys lose last week or something?
They did lose, but they lost to a Syracuse team. Now, Syracuse, not a sexy name.
No.
Not a team you think of with football. They have the best passing attack in the country.
Oh.
They're ranked now. They're 9-3. Solid team. Not a bad loss.
Good year for them.
Yeah, not a bad loss.
And they absolutely fucked your year.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Bama, who they're playing, lost to Oklahoma. Sexy name. Oklahoma 6-5. Oklahoma stinks, and they pumped Bama.
Okay.
So
Alabama's playing who projected right now?
I don't believe they play again. I believe it's Georgia, Texas play in the SEC championship. But they're both in it, and they'll both probably be in it.
Isn't Alabama made the bracket thing, though, right?
Yes.
Who?
For now.
Okay.
Like, there's still a week.
I thought that was a finalized bracket, so that I guess I'm not too caught up.
No. That is kind of like it's probably going to end up like the numbers will change, but those are probably going
to
be
weird,
the teams.
Very weird things would have to happen.
Yeah, that probably will be. I mean, it's the first time it's ever happened.
What about Ohio State losing to Michigan? That was kind of nuts.
Yeah. They've lost four in a row.
They got issues.
That was the worst one by far because last year. Yeah, like last year Michigan was the national champions, like the best team in the country. Yeah. And the year before that they were very good. Ohio State was miles better than Michigan this year. Like that, like they should have won by like four touchdowns.
I'm surprised they're still in the still in the bracket. Like them and Bama, so what? They just get like free rides into this playoff bracket? Because I don't think Bama should be in there.
Well, Ohio State's only other loss.
I know they've only lost twice, but yeah. Aren't there plenty of other two lost teams in the national?
Yeah, one's in Miami.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so why does Ohio State get it over Miami?
Well, Ohio State's
strength
been better
of schedule
all year.
Type shit.
But they've been better all year. Like Ohio State should be ahead of Miami. Like Bama, it's more questionable.
Okay.
Ohio State's only other loss.
I just thought the whole point of the playoff bracket was to fix shit like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, dude, like
it seems like good teams are still getting cut out and favored teams are still getting thrown in.
There's 12 teams. The 13th team's going to be pissed every year ever.
Fair.
Like, till the end of time. You know what I mean? Like, there's going to be a team that's 13 and that team's going to be pissed.
Who's your favorite right now?
Right now? It's going to be interesting to see how Ohio State bounces back from that. Like, do they come back with a vengeance? Are they pissed? Or, like, do they crumble?
Mm. Oh,
they have the talent to keep going, come back, and run the table and win the championship. Like, Ohio State's that good.
Tanya, you're not even on screen. Comes fucking back and throws his chair right off screen. You can do it. I don't care.
Sure, nah, I'm do fine it. With being on screen.
It's totally up to you, man.
Do you know, like, Ohio State's roster is like their payroll is almost as much as the Tampa Bay Rays?
For real?
Yeah. I think they have like a $20 million roster, and the Rays have like a $29 million roster.
That's kind of nuts.
Is that sadder for the college football team or the professional team?
The professional team.
No, the college football team.
No, it's way sadder.
The, with the race success?
Dude, you're on professional level. That's why it's sadder, dude.
What they've done with it? The college team has done shit besides getting owned?
I'm talking about the amount of money.
I'm talking about success with the money.
No, your professional team should have more than the fucking college football.
I guess what are we talking about? Sad? Yeah, I guess it's sad that fucking Florida's poor. They just had a hurricane. They have enough room. Are you pro hurricane?
I drove by the trap. I saw it. I witnessed it. I was on the highway.
You were in the hurricane?
No, I wasn't there for that.
I'm actually a huge fan of hurricanes.
We're getting fucked. I should have snuck into the trap the night of the hurricane and just stood on the mound, just gone out that way. No better way to die.
I don't think you would have died, but.
That would have been even better.
It would have been great content.
Yeah.
Now we're playing at George Steinbrenner Field. We're playing in Florida.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And we have to play like...
What's the Yankees fucking... whatever the fuck number is. What's their number? What's their money? I can't think of the...
$300 million.
What's the word I'm trying to say? Payroll.
Yeah, probably.
$300 million and the Rays got $28 million?
Yeah, the Yankees are probably paid more than like 15 times what the Rays do.
Shohei Ohtani...
So yeah, no, I'm agreeing. I'm switching. It is bad that Ohio State has that payroll and can't like win a game like that.
Yeah, but we got fan questions.
From who?
From the Mike Nelson, will Rags win the 2025 Men's League Softball Championship?
Yes.
Definitely. Hey, Rags.
That's an absolute yes. No team is due for a fucking ship more than Rags.
Hey, Rags.
But if they're playing Malachis, they're in trouble.
From Ryan Nagel, 93. Do you think the players have ever responded to Sacco's voice, even though it's been in the room?
Yes, they're 6-2 since Sacco came in.
That's the Bruins coach. Yeah. trying to think what that was.
Yes.
Okay.
Where are you getting? Are you logged into the Instagram
from Naz 6593? When's the last time Magic Mike has actually watched a game of any sport?
I can't answer this one for you.
No, you watch it with me. You watch the Patriots game on Sunday.
I watched literally. I didn't actually even see how they lost.
The last game has been with me wherever it is.
I think maybe the World Series. But yeah, the World Series is the actual last time I've watched a game for a prolonged amount of time and cared. Like, okay. I was invested in the Yankees losing. No offense.
Yeah, I was about to say, why are you looking? No, you have to go there.
No offense. I didn't want to go there, but, like, if I'm being truthful,
damn it.
That is the last time, like, I went out of my way to be like, I'm going to put this game on myself. If I'm going to Anton's house, sports is going to be on.
Fuck the Dodgers.
Unless he's watching a weird show.
That continues. Fuck the Dodgers.
I'm looking for the titties, man.
This guy's on the search for titties. Question, Naz. Whatever numbers.
From a fan favorite, Jimmy from the Q.
Oh.
Is Gerard Mayo coaching for his job? Oh, my God, Jimmy, you're better than this.
Giving in to Naz. This is probably why Naz put that on the rundown.
Like, is that his job to coach? But also... eyes. I honestly, Adam texted these. I don't know.
He just texted them?
Yeah. Oh. Jimmy, just listen earlier. If you have gotten this far, Godspeed.
Jimmy, if you're listening, we'd love to have you on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
We miss you, man.
And how about them Cowboys, huh?
How they looking?
Rough.
Rough.
They lost Dak.
Better than
Jimmy.
Us, though.
Poor Jimmy.
Better than us.
Yeah, but who cares?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
The fact is that he came into the season thinking they had a prayer.
We did not. They do not.
They can't even make the playoffs?
They might have
one more win than the Pats.
Oh, really?
Like, what's the... Like, they're not good. 5-7. Okay, so they have two more wins than the Pats.
Damn.
Congratulations.
That
ain't going to cut it.
That's it for questions?
I just said feed us more to Adam. Let's see. They're coming in. They're coming in hot and heavy. I don't have access to any of the social media, so.
Should we ask Naz what he's doing? should we do a call?
Here's another question from, looks like, President Trump 69. How big is Adam's vagina? I'll tell you, President Trump 69, it is massive.
Nice. God. Nice.
Dear God. You know, he has been on here giving you shit for so long.
Yeah.
For you not coming in, and then he backed out. He last minute no called.
He knew what was coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
But also, he deserves all the shit talk he's getting on this episode, because Anton gets a lot of it unwarranted.
Yeah.
Any cameras, I'm sure Anton doesn't listen to the show, so Naz just has a free microphone to say whatever he says. He might not go this hard, but Anton's got the mic now.
Eddie's don't forget the beginning of the show.
Baby in a corner.
Anton knew. I mean, Adam knew Anton set the table tonight. He knew I was setting that motherfucking table. Turkey. Fucking squash.
Did you have any idea what he meant when he said, I set the table? I'm asking you.
Oh, fuck no. No, absolutely not. No, I had no idea what he was talking about.
What else was on the rundown? Let's see.
It was Bruins talk, I think.
Let's see. Oh, yeah.
They've been looking good.
Go into them. Give the people some hope. Do you feel hope? Is Swayman looking better?
There's hope. The whole team's looking better. I mean, they're 6-2 since the coaching.
So the coaching change worked so far, obviously.
So, yeah, so far for the third time. Like I said, the last episode, the last two times we fired the coach,
but you were skyrocketed. You had some bad stats on Swayman as he's turning those around.
He's looking great. Okay. He's played good the last couple games.
We're back on the Swayman train.
Oh, yeah. We never left it. You just got to play better.
I know.
We need better.
Well, someone hasn't watched him. You brought up
a
big stat that then you said was very not good.
Marchand, Morgan Geeky, 2 goals apiece last night. Had an overtime winner the other night. Been a hell of a week. They've been looking good. Power play still sucks, though, but it's okay. They'll get there. I mean, like, god awfully, like, worse than the league. Yeah. Like, it's like tough to watch. But they'll get there. Stay strong. Stay the course.
All right. We have a new segment to play.
Oh, God. Buckle up.
It's called Ask Reddit.
I like it.
We're just going to go through a random Reddit channel, and I'm going to ask you questions from this Reddit channel.
Okay.
This one is, what's the funniest fuck, marry, kill trio you can think of? I got some right here.
Okay.
We got Velma, Daphne, Fred.
Killing Fred.
Yeah, it goes with
that. Yeah, well, all right, that was okay.
Probably fucking Daphne. No, I'm marrying Daphne. I'll take Velma for a ride.
Yeah, I bet Velma can give you one good tank.
Bring her A game for the night. But Daphne, you got to marry, I'd say.
Hitler, Bin Laden, Toby. Oof. Toby twice.
Huh.
Oh, I got a good one coming up.
I'm probably marrying Hitler. I'm fucking Toby. I'm killing Osama. Osama was a sick fuck.
What? Yeah, I mean, the one you're marrying isn't too much.
Name one fact about Osama bin Laden. I don't think you can.
I don't know much
about it. So, I mean.
Well, the plane flying thing, that was not great.
Yeah, Magic's not a beards guy.
The plane flying? You mean 9/11?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. No. Get off that one.
Yeah.
That one.
We've already almost got cancels for that.
Yeah. Before. Get off that one.
People might actually be listening tonight too, since you're on the show.
This is kind of funny, but no, I can't do that one. Okay.
Do it.
Here we go.
Do
here
it.
Roseanne Barr, Rosie O'Donnell, and Paula Deen.
Fuck. That's awful. That's such a mean question.
I'm killing Rosie. No question about it. I'm marrying Roseanne, and I'm taking Paula Deen straight to Pound Town.
That's probably the play. That's probably the
Paula
play.
Paula Deen can cook, though.
Yeah, but so can Roseanne.
Yeah, and yeah.
Watch an episode of Roseanne. Yeah. She's cooking. She's fucking.
Yeah, Paula Deen looks like. I honestly, Paula Deen looks like a night. Night.
It's like a pair of legs sitting in a chair. Fucking talking about.
Give us one more. So this question is fucking marry, fuck, kill bunch of different trios.
Yeah, I mean, if you come up with them,
they got any with Denzel in it?
Let's see. Why you want to fuck Denzel?
It's really trying to.
I'd probably marry him. What else?
Nothing really good. It's all like they're not funny enough. I thought Reddit would be a little bit better than this.
Yeah, see? We had the poll out there. Are the Bruins back? 54% says, yup, we're back.
That's a good poll. That's a good poll.
So we're back.
I would expect that from a Boston-based poll, but...
our year carries on. It's simple. It took a week off. 1 out of 52, not that bad. Our year carries on.
That's true. As long as you win more weeks than you lose,
that's all you're trying to do.
Doesn't get that, but... Maybe if he listens, he'll understand.
He's
that
brainwashed moron.
He's 4-11. He's ahead of a freaking. Are you 4-11?
No.
We can carry on. Say shit about Nash.
No, Steals. You're beating him. You're beating him.
I think so, but I have not been good at Thursday night football.
I think you're gonna lose tonight because you went against me.
Oof, that's fairly cocky.
I mean, we're up 10-0.
That's fine.
Who?
The Lions.
Me? Okay.
We were talking, you weren't here. Super Bowl predictions, how sick Bills Lions, like how amazing would that be?
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen.
No, I'm not saying, yeah.
The question
I mean,
was how sick.
I think there's better matchups
than that,
as an unbiased fan.
Yeah, I think a rematch, the 49ers versus the Chiefs. I think the Bills versus the Chiefs.
You'd rather watch that than the Bills versus the Lions?
I want Mahomes to get some Super Bowl losses.
Okay.
So you think the 40 fucking Niners are going to do that? They stink.
It's a rematch. I'm just saying. I want.
Wait, maybe he's not understanding the question. He must not be.
Yeah, we're talking Bills about just
Lions.
Like what would be fun.
Bills Lions is a Super Bowl.
There's a clear better one.
What?
The Ravens versus the Chargers.
I'm so confused.
That physically can't be a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Are you good?
Well, the Harbaugh brothers.
That's not better than the Bills.
It is. It is if you watch fucking football, you fucking moron.
I don't even have to watch football and know that the Bills and Lions are the most cursed fan bases in football history. It's the battle of the bums.
Yeah, it's the losers.
They might like literally burn themselves in the stadium. The loser might.
I just think it. Yeah, I guess.
Literally the best Super Bowl that could ever be.
Like,
written.
I was willing to listen to your picks, but then they both suck. Like, I don't know.
Ravens Chargers can't even happen. Yeah, and then Niners Chiefs for the third time, second time. Yeah, I want to watch the Chiefs in a Super Bowl again. The only reason I'm watching, anyways, for Kendrick. Shout out, Kendrick. What a year for
him. It's definitely been his year.
It has been his year.
Without a doubt.
I want to see Mahomes lose. I need to see him lose a Super Bowl.
Yeah, this doesn't move the needle for me. I need to see a Detroit fan lighting himself on fire because they lost, or vice versa, a Bills fan lighting himself on fire. Like that is an absolute win-win Super Bowl.
That's a bunch of losers in one room.
Exactly.
That's like this room.
And the best part is someone has.
Yeah,
one of them's gonna lose. And one of them's gonna. They're both gonna burn down the cities, win or lose.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Sick.
I don't think either. It's pandemonium. I think they're just two loser franchises.
I honestly think the world ends if those two play each other in the Super Bowl. Yeah, no, that's apocalyptic.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying that would be awesome. Like they're fucking like.
And you said the Ravens Chargers because of the Harbaugh brothers.
Well,
and you called me out for being not a football fan. I can give a fuck less about watching two brothers coaching.
Yeah, two brothers. We're looking for world changing shit here.
Yes. Apocalyptic stuff.
The economy will be affected. The fuck. Global warming might just stop. Might pack it up. Like anything.
I don't know,
could
man.
Anything.
Anything.
Yeah, I guess that's not going to happen. They're just two loser franchises. It's not going to happen.
It could happen, though. It literally could.
The fact that you think that is you're just a squid.
It could happen.
Do you know how many people are going to bet that because they want that to happen?
I'm not going to bet it. I'm just going to fucking Magic Mike.
Yeah, but
I'm
going
to Magic Mike manifest that fucking thing to happen.
I'm just saying, as the Thursday Night King.
So what are you looking for? What are you looking for?
Yeah, the Super Bowl's not on Thursday night.
I'll enjoy it no matter what. I'm going to be looking for fucking how fast the fucking anthem's going. I don't give a fuck who's playing.
Do you have any prop bets for what Kendrick might do at halftime?
I don't.
We'll get there. We got a Super Bowl episode. We'll get there.
Literally 3 months from.
Yeah.
I couldn't even fucking
wait till January.
Kendrick's
we'll have
song.
You February.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Wait, what?
I don't know music. I'm literally like the Magic Mike of music for sports.
Yeah, that's fine. But like Kendrick,
I mean, if I heard a song, I would know it's him. I don't know the titles.
He might not. He might not. He's saying that, but he might not.
No, Sean O'Callaghan's like this. Sean from Quincy. God. John. He's also one of those.
Jesus, I,
like,
am a loser.
I can't imagine Sean from Quincy knowing a Kendrick song.
No, almost definitely no. Almost certainly not.
Give me Kendrick. Give me Bills. Give me Lions. Most electric night of
my
life.
In that order? In that order?
In New Orleans, no less.
No, it's not. It's in... Yeah, it is. Because Lil Wayne was up.
Wow.
Trying to get to New Orleans. Not for the Super Bowl, but like...
In general?
I had a buddy text me literally calling me 2 nights ago. He said, I booked tickets to New Orleans this weekend. Do you want to go? I was like...
Yes.
But I work.
Idiot.
Yeah, well, I didn't know.
Call out. I feel like you'd crush it in New Orleans still.
Yeah, everything's Cajun.
You look everyone like everyone just gets buckled on the streets.
Yeah, no, I'd love it.
Have we ever been on a vacation, me and you, still? I think me and you would have a blast.
We're both still here, so probably not.
Yeah,
you ever been in a Stop and Shop with me and Steel? Bad time. Bad
that's,
time.
Yeah, that's fucking. That's yeah, like apricot stop ribs. And shop. Stop and Shop at Weymouth.
We need a Steel.
Never mind a vacation.
Give me a Steel and on time vacation.
We might have to join the tailgate, Detroit Bills.
Yeah.
No.
If it's Detroit, if it's Lions, Bills, Kendrick, New Orleans, do we all sack up and spend all our money to go?
No, because that there's one get like.
I'll go to New Orleans.
The only thing I'd sack up and spend that type of money for, and I'm going to, is the 2026 World Cup at Gillette. There's already the tickets are already on sale. They're already over 1,000. There's a few games that are out. You don't know if USA is even going to be playing there. It doesn't matter. I just want to be there. That's a once in a lifetime. It's just something. That's the one thing I'm going to spend up for.
I'd honestly like. I think like I was thinking about going to that too. Not a soccer guy at all, but I think it'd be cooler. Like, as cool as it would be to see Team USA, I'd rather, like, give me, like, Spain, Brazil, or some shit like that. See, like, give me the top of the line fucking some nonsense.
That's just, like an our-age guy who played FIFA.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking two teams, right, like that. Like, they,
like that's all I
Spain
am.
Spain plays the most boring version of soccer you can fucking imagine.
Yeah, but the fans
who do we want to watch?
If Germany plays with Germany,
Netherlands are a fun team. They're fast, and they just, they don't really play defense that well.
Who?
The Netherlands.
And they have orange with baby blue socks. Electric look.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, they do have like
good merch.
They have some like, they have just like some cool people. Brazil's really fun. They have like, they have Junior and yeah, Neymar.
Brazil,
and all
it's Brazil,
them.
Dude. Yeah.
That's a good time in the crowd.
Yeah. I mean, some of like there's certain fan bases you don't want to be coming up against us. I know in America, but you don't want to be wearing the wrong colors, but that's why you get, you know, sit in the neutral seats. That's what they sell at soccer games is, they'll sell Brazil side, Spain side, and then neutral. So if you end up in the wrong fucking, buying the wrong side tickets.
I mean, what if you go all in and go like team, I'm a Brazil.
And they
Brazil.
Start speaking to you in Spanish and you're, I don't know.
No, yeah. No,
I mean,
hablo.
The CONCACAF finals, it was Messi versus Colombia. The Colombians absolutely fucking destroyed Miami Stadium. They took down all the turnstiles. Like, they just fucked.
That's
nuts.
True. That was messy.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
They
nailed it. Fuck.
Nailed it.
Well
that might
done,
be a good
sir.
Spot to end it.
For the longest time, I've debated becoming a diehard Revolution fan. Going, taking the whatever that train is, down to Foxborough every Saturday night, tailgating, sitting in
commuter
the fort.
Rail?
Is it the commuter rail that goes
it
there?
It is a commuter rail, yeah.
Just getting fucking hammered, sitting in the fort, fucking
I can
yelling.
See that for you. That's
well,
a good
you
idea.
Just, why did you just join our Free Jacks fandom with back-to-back champs?
Because I'm a soccer guy. I'm dying for
that. I'll be honest, I saw the Free Jacks in the Quincy Parade this week, this Sunday, and
was friend of the pod Kyle there?
I didn't see him. Maybe they had a different. Maybe it was they had separate floats. I don't know, but
that's possible. Well,
it didn't feel like a 2-time back-to-back rugby league champion. Well, it was rolling through the streets of Quincy.
Remember when we had him on though?
Bigger like, pop for North Quincy.
They both like they all like go away and keep playing rugby.
Yeah, yeah.
So they probably like all weren't there. Whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean the blue guy was there. The mascot was there.
Well,
no
yeah,
pop. Just no
guy.
Pop.
Yeah.
I recognize. I was like, they should get a pop. They're
they should have a pop.
Back-to-back champions. They have parades in this city.
Going for a three-peat.
Going for a three-peat. But shout out North Quincy Red Raiders. I did get a confirmation from QB1. Shook hands. Said, come on, Stalen Naz. And he said, sure, why not?
That was wild. Fucking North Quincy, number one on Sports Center top 10.
Sure, insane. Why not? You got Big Ten, but high school.
I was sitting there next to the Showtime. I was like, we still got it, man. Still, yeah, we still got the poll. Yeah.
Showtime, if you're listening, man.
Showtime, we need you. We need your reunion back next. We got on time. We need Showtime back in the chair.
Yeah, it was
good
stunned.
To see him. Good to see him in the streets.
I'm stunned to see you in here before him, to be truthfully honest.
I mean, yeah, it just worked out. There's nothing else to explain. Adam ran.
Adam ran like a fucking coward. He didn't want the smoke. No way around it.
Once the table was set.
He didn't want the smoke.
Yeah, once you set the table. Tail between his legs and ran away.
Should we bring up Bitcoin hitting 100 grand? That's pretty big news still.
Pretty big news.
Pretty big news.
I'm not stopping you guys.
Happened last night.
Happened, yeah.
You guys go off on, like, I don't have much to add. We'll go off.
Just a historical moment.
I mean, we could go off on the Hawk 2. So,
a tear?
A what?
Shed a tear of, like, joy?
Sadly, I didn't. Usually, I like watching the chart when it happens. I got a I missed it, so that kind of sucked. I like to be in my smoker's chair, smoking a cigarette, watching the chart. I didn't really know it was happening. Honestly, madness in crypto.
Mike, you don't know how to be you don't know what a degen is until you just have put you've put like money into a fucking meme coin and it's just flying all over the place and you're fucking freaking out every time it goes up and down, don't know what to do. I've watched you just sit there and refresh and refresh and refresh for hours and it feels like 5 minutes. It's like chasing the dragon. I mean, I've never done heroin, but I can only imagine it's a drug, man. It is.
I don't even own Bitcoin. I do like to stare at that chart.
No, I'm talking
and
about like
smoke back to a back meme cigarettes. Coin
for those out there. We're pro crypto.
We're showing respect to Daddy Bitcoin here. The meme coins.
We're not about meme coins.
We're about meme coins. I showed it out smoking chicken fish last week. Broth is hot. Broth is warm. 6 days lit. All hail Lord Fishnew. Like
it's all about the dog in me.
Anyone not buying smoking chicken fish right now is an absolute idiot.
What was the all hail one?
All hail Lord Fishnew.
Fuck.
Return to cod. Return to cod.
They want to flip the Vatican.
It's a registered church. Smoking chicken fish, registered church, and our goal is to be bigger than the Vatican.
I said our. He said our goal.
I'm in it. That's I'm in. It.
He's in the trenches.
I've been smoking chicken fish for five months.
It's not for the week. It's the Wild West.
I want nothing to do with everything I've just heard. Just
coward. Coward.
What if I told you 50 bucks could turn into like 20,000?
By all hail our Lord Fish do?
You don't got to do nothing. I'm doing more than I ever have right now, just saying that. But I've never actually done nothing. The community, they don't even know I exist. I'm choosing to believe in something here.
That's all you can do, sir.
I'm choosing to believe in my Lord God. Continue my Lord Cod Fishnew.
Cod Fishnew.
They have 10 chicken commandments. Want me to read through them? Yeah. I'm going to read through them.
Yeah, let me hear them. Let me hear them.
These are important.
You might be selling me on it. The 6 days lit's not a bad.
6 days lit is maybe the best. I mean, the dog stays in is a great phrase.
Dog and me is
my other best.
That is going to be a buy for me shortly.
I've been a dog and me guy since March, and
we are the degens with the misfits. We're here for disruption. I mean, you got to get in the foxhole, the trenches, man. It's nothing like it. Standing with brothers in arms, just absolute nutcases, losers, just outcasts of society.
This will sell you. Here's the 10 chicken commandments. Thou shalt hold, so he is richer than thou that sold. Do not covet another man's meme. Thou shalt work for your bags. I'm doing that right now. Thou shalt treat your brother's soul as if it is your own. Thou shalt never consider himself broke, only pre-rich. Thou shalt only smoke Marlboro Reds. I'm not good on that one. I smoke Camels, but forgive me, Lord Fishnew.
Yes, yes.
Thou shalt always pay tithes to the one true cod. The one true cod will always forgive, but will make you buy back higher. Thou shalt take initials at 4X so he can be a faithful servant. Thou shalt tell their brother about the one true cod.
I'm not even joking. I'm not even joking a little bit.
Have they changed it to camel crotches?
I'm not joking. I'm sold. I really am.
That's what we're working with there. The chicken, the fish, and the holy cigarette. I mean, come on, Steel.
The chicken, the fish, and the holy cigarette. Oh, Jesus.
It's the easiest thing I've ever had to sell.
Duck.
Ramen. Oh, I forgot to say ramen.
Wait, what does that have to do with fish?
Like ramen noodles.
Like amen.
Instead of yeah, amen, like you say ramen.
But it's not a fish.
It's way over his head. Way over his head. You're so don't even. Yeah,
I know it's
even.
A noodle.
But hop in the broth, brother. Get baptized.
Wait, what? Why is chicken and noodles?
No, dude, it's just like amen.
Yeah, he said hop in the broth.
If you added an R in front of amen,
but do you put do you put fish in broth?
You put chicken in broth.
No.
It just sounds cool, man. It's what we say. Join the brotherhood.
You had me sold. Now you.
Come on.
Okay.
Thank you all.
No. We're not done yet.
Still, we're just getting going.
Brothers of the broth.
I want this to be a 4-hour podcast.
All right. See. Yes. All right. Do the sponsor read.
What's that?
All right. Fine. Shut up. Pat Foley,
The law offices.
The law offices of Patrick J. Foley. If you're buying a house, that's the guy you're going to want involved.
If you get caught drunk driving, I think he can get you out of it. Maybe.
He'll at least get you in contact with someone who can. But he mainly focuses in real estate law, and he's the best in the business at it. Hustles his ass off. But yes, if you're in trouble, I guarantee he knows the guy. We all know him. Friend of the program. Sponsor of the program. Friend of the city. High esteem. Yes. We need him back in studio, to be honest.
And he will be here.
Adam's a puss.
I'm going to sell him on smoking chicken fish. I think he'd be all in. Absolutely not, actually.
Like I was literally about to say, what vibe has he ever given you that he would buy a coin set up by a chicken with a fish inside it smoking a cigarette?
Do we even give a pick tonight?
Yeah, we did a loss of the week.
Did we? Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah. Well, I picked the Bucks.
I picked Seahawks.
I picked the Vikings.
Okay.
Should we do that in DraftKings? Should we put that in DraftKings? I feel like that's a winner.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, lock in. I don't gamble. I can't. I got one true card. My money goes
to
him.
You gamble.
I don't gamble.
You gamble for like a month.
I don't gamble anymore. I didn't like it.
You don't sports gamble. You investing in a chicken with a fish inside it smoking a cigarette is way better gambling.
It's way better.
Yeah, but you're saying you don't gamble.
No, that is my gambling.
Yeah, definitely gamble.
I gamble on the smoking chicken fish.
I think I really do.
All I'm going to say is it's a 300x to flip the Vatican. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
$50. I'll do the math on that for you right now.
$50. What? How much fish it gets
50
me?
50 times 300. 15 G's you can win here, guys. We all talk about parlays. A $50 parlay. How many legs you got to hit to get 15 G's?
How much you bet?
A lot of variables.
$50. What is that, a 16-leg parlay?
Yeah, I mean, if it's like first touchdowns, it could be like 4, 5, 6.
Okay. Chances of winning? This is inevitable. Believe in something. Believe in something. We're flipping the fucking Vatican.
I believe in drink.
Yes. I believe in drink, too.
That's a coin, too.
All right, we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, all right.
I could go on that.
I know you can. All right, so that is it.
You haven't even been on camera. People are not even
who's this fucking...
Take us out, Anton. Take us out, dude. Unset the table.
You guys got to talk for 5 more minutes before I unset the table.
Will you be going to Kendrick at Gillette in May?
I hope to, yes.
There we go. Did we miss any sports potentially? Any fights coming up?
Baseball.
I don't think there's a good UFC one until after, but there is Usyk Fury 2. It's December 21st. Boxing fight.
Okay.
Usyk about to kick his ass again.
Okay.
Buckle up. You know, great episode of Steel, Forbes, and Magic here.
Do we fire Nas?
He's fired. You talked about that.
I think he should be on a suspension at least.
What, are you guys watching?
Are you like writing an outro?
Yeah,
I didn't know. I thought you were texting. Sorry.
The people will wait. Let them wait. Listen to the silence. Wait to see what that outro might be. Is that music?
Yes, it is from somewhere. I don't know. Are you playing tunes as well? No? All right.
This is don't wrap it. I mean, don't wrap it.
It's wrapped.
It's not wrapped until we press stop. Anton, you got about a minute.
That's all I need.
Sorry.
All right. Wait.
Don't apologize to them. Don't apologize to them.
Sorry. Let the computer cook.
Let the AI talk.
Now I haven't proofread this. No idea what's about to come out of my mouth.
Beautiful.
The first one I knew.
Let it rip.
Well, folks, that's going to do it for this episode of Stealing Naz. Adam might not have shown up today, but honestly, did we miss him? I mean, how do you unset the table that was never properly set to begin with? Cowardly move on his part. Sure, probably the smartest thing he's done in weeks. At least he doesn't have to try to explain why he thinks the Bruins aren't a total disaster and why Pritchard is an all-star somehow belong in the same sentence. Juan Soto, question mark? He's headed to the Mets and the Red Sox, they're signing whatever they find lingering in AAA. College football, Texas is about to run the table and there's not a damn thing Adam or any of you doubters can do about it. Hook 'em, baby. And let's not forget about Alex Cross on Amazon. The show continues to carry harder than I carry this podcast every single week. So here's the deal. Whether Adam decides to grow his spine and show up next time or continues hiding his own bad takes, Stealing Naz rolls on. You know why?
Because the stick stays lit.
Because this year, it's Steel's year. Thanks for listening, everyone.